Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9:40, we have covered a lot of ground this morning, as we usually do, and a lot of this, if not all of it, will be available at Audio On Demand on WWL.com. Of course, the Saints in a big game on Sunday, and we will have everything you need all day, just about right here on WWL. Drew Brees, will he be on the sideline? Who's going to start the game? Will it be Taysom Hill, or will it be Teddy Bridgewater? Anyway, adversity reveals character, and the Saints will find a way to beat the Seahawks. So get yourself ready for battle Sunday in Seattle. Wall-to-wall black and gold coverage starts at 11 a.m. here. With Acadian Windows fans' first take, former Saints offensive lineman Steve Court, our friend, and Todd Meneses. Then time to check in from your tailgate party at 1 o'clock. Join Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon, the father of the Houdat Nation, and Christian Garrick for the Bud Light Countdown and Kickoff. And then game time, it's a late kick, 3:25. And you can listen to the voice of the Saints, Zach Strief, color analyst Deuce McAllister, and sideline reporter Steve Geller. Then, after the game, sound off with the Cajun Cannon and Christian live at the new home of the Point After, which is Fat Boys Pizza on Metairie Road, because size matters. Sunday, Saints at Seahawks on the flagship station of your New Orleans Saints. It'd be us, WWL. So sheriffs of St. Tammany and Terrebonne Parishes, warning of scams where people are giving away personal information because they think it's a Social Security department that's calling them. Adam Levin joins us now, founder of Cyber Scout and author of Swiped. And if you all have any questions or comments about internet security, et cetera, you can text them to 87870, and I'll pass them along. Morning, Adam. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm well, sir. Has anything changed with these Social Security scams, or is this the same thing they've been doing for years?
Oh, they do this. They twist it here and there, but it's pretty much the same thing. You get a call. They try to scare the heck out of you. They tell you that there's been some criminal activity, and as a result, they're going to suspend your Social Security number. You have to just pause for a moment and go, why in heaven's name would anybody do that? Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, they do. And they tell you that either you get a robocall, it tells you to press 1 and you speak to somebody who, again, scares the heck out of you, or you speak to somebody originally when they make the call, and they tell you they're there to help you because they're the Social Security Administration and they're your friend. So the way they're going to help you is you got to pay them. Give them some money, either on a prepaid debit card, an iTunes card, or something like that. And they'll put your Social Security number back online again. You're going to be fine.
Wait a minute. I got one of these, and it just went to voicemail because I don't answer a number. We can get to that about the numbers and what they do to make it look like it's coming from a friend or your area. But I got one that was a voicemail, and first of all, they said the Department of Social Security Administration, which right yep. there, you know, it's like, really, the Department of Administration. And now you're telling me that they're purporting to be the Social Security organization, Social Security, and that they will do something with your account or whatever they have to do if you give them, a government employee, an iTunes gift card, Target, or what have you. Is that what you're telling me?
Yep.
Wow.
They do that. They may say go down to Western Union and wire. I mean, each one of the scam artists has their own different protocol. But at the end of the day, they ask you to do something that any logical person who's not scared half to death would say, I'll never do that. Or they'll ask you for information, and they'll say that, well, they'll use your information to try to get your account back up online anyway. Of course, you have to ask yourself the question, if you're being called by this government agency who knows who you are, why do they need you to authenticate yourself in the first place? Because they found you.
Is there a particular age group that these people prey on, or not necessarily?
Generally, older Americans, they would do it, too. I mean, if younger people don't really think about it that much. But you know, it depends again upon the scammer. Some people may go a little younger because they think that, you know, people are going to confuse the suspension of a Social Security number with having something to do with credit or your ability to buy things. And it's just, it's all about vulnerability and distraction. You know, we all have day jobs, schedules, we do things. But to hackers, we are their day job.
I don't mean to belabor this, but just to be clear, there are people who buy iTunes gift cards, and I don't know how that would be done electronically, but I'm sure it can, or Target or what have you, under the premise of paying the Social Security office or administration, however it's referred, and they think that would be acceptable governmental procedure.
Well, you know, truth of the matter is that if you think back to some of the great IRS scams, you'll see that they do the same things. They ask for prepaid debit cards. They ask you to go to Western Union and wire money, and they've asked people for iTunes cards. They just do it because they try to get you to do something that you think is familiar, or they might even, depending upon how advanced they are, tell you that you can pay them in Bitcoin. And then you have to ask yourself, why in heaven's name would someone ask me to use a criminal currency, in effect, to pay the Social Security Administration?
So if somebody is listening right now, they have their mom or dad that they think might be vulnerable to this, or maybe a friend or something, can you give them like a checklist of things? Adam Levin, founder of Cyber Scout and author of Swiped, and I want to get to Swiped in a minute, but are there some kind of warning signs you can give them? Like, well, if somebody says this, ask yourself that?
First thing is that government agencies will not call you on the phone and threaten you. They just don't. That's not the way they operate. So if you get a call from somebody who's threatening and telling you they're going to suspend or they have suspended your Social Security number, first of all, they don't suspend Social Security numbers. There have been very few cases where new Social Security numbers have been issued, but those are in the cases of very, very complex identity theft situations that don't seem to go away. But they're not in the business of suspending Social Security numbers and then saying, but if you want me to thaw them, pay me some money and I'll make it go away. I mean, this sounds like it's an Asian crime syndicate that's calling you. That's crazy. So step number one, they don't suspend Social Security numbers. They don't call you. They don't ask you for payment with prepaid debit cards. If ever a government agency is after you for an unpaid debt, it would be a designated debt collector, and they would still be telling you that whatever you owed, you had to communicate directly with the real federal agency. There's also no Department of Social Security Administration. But, Tommy, just a couple other rules of the road.
Yeah.
Never authenticate yourself to anyone who contacts you for any reason whatsoever.
Now, by authenticate yourself, you mean name, address, Social Security number, what have you.
Absolutely, or credit card information or information on the back of your credit or debit card. It's part of the list of you don't click on links, you don't open attachments, you make sure that your mobile devices are secure, you use long and strong passwords, you use two-factor authentication, and only provide information on yourself if you're calling someone who you know is legitimate. And for your own protection, they're saying, how do we know you're you? At that point, if they ask you to confirm who you are, it's more logical, and that at least is something where you're more protected.
Somebody texted in here. Adam says, I'm from the Houma area. I received that call last week and was asked to press 1. Thanks to you guys at WWL for making the public aware for the more vulnerable people. And that's what we try to do. And Adam, that's what you tried to do with your book, right?
No, I did. And, you know, one other thing, when anybody calls you, leaves a message and says, call them, let's say, call them back or press a number. First of all, you should independently verify the phone number or the email address if you've been contacted by it. And secondly, remember that if you're pressing a button, you could be confirming that it's really you at that phone number. So that's why you want to hang up on robocalls. and never press numbers that you're directed to do, and never just simply call back a phone number. I got a call once from Citibank. Sure sounded like Citibank. Mm-hmm. They even had the music down.
Wow.
To what Citibank's music is when they put you on hold. And then I noticed they were starting to say, well, we're Citibank, and ever press this number, and this is the information we need from you, and I immediately hung up.
Have you ever fallen, I'm going to ask you a candid question here, have you ever fallen, as savvy as you are, as wise as you are, have you ever either fallen for or almost, like you said just now with Citibank, come close to being hooked?
Oh, absolutely. Because these folks are so good. Think of it, they are creative, they're sophisticated, they're persistent, they're armed, weaponized, and they're incentivized. So they come up with unbelievably creative things. I mean, sometimes you get a scam call or a scam email that's so ridiculous, you look at it and go, a two-year-old couldn't have done this. But oftentimes, you're dealing with people, I know so many people, smart people, that fall for like the Microsoft or Apple scam, where they get a call from somebody, they sound like they're calling from a foreign but technologically oriented country. They say they're calling from these big tech giants. They've noticed a problem involving your screen or your account, and they like to help you. So if you could just download this thing, and so many people fall for it. Or I have friends who are very sophisticated financial people, and one day a friend of mine was in the middle of something, gets a call from somebody who sounds like the IRS. He listens. They ask him for information. They say, we know when you filed your return, and they were right. We know that you were late. They were right, because apparently they hacked into the IRS Get Transcript site. And they said, these are the last four numbers of your Social Security number. We just want to confirm you're really you. Can you give us the first five?
Mm.
And he said, as he entered the fifth number, he said, what in heaven's name have I done?
One, two, I'm trying to think. So he still had one left, right? But unfortunately, they could go through nine until they got the right one. I'm thinking of Social Security number, Adam, is what I'm thinking.
Actually, he entered the fifth number. He had done it, and just as he had done it, he said, what have I done?
Wow.
So, and it's because, again, they prey on distraction. When you are distracted, you are vulnerable, and we're living our lives when these folks come out of the blue, don't know who they are, don't know where they're from. You see something on your phone, and they're very good at spoofing phone numbers, and you think it's the real deal, and then they sound very official. And their entire goal is to scare the living heck out of you.
What used to be a prank call is now a criminal enterprise. The name of the book is Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. And I would think, again, using the word savvy, Adam, no matter how savvy you think you are, you could learn something from this.
The important thing to realize is breaches have become the third certainty in life. And as a result, it's not a question of if, but when. As a friend of mine loves to say, there are two kind of folks in this world. Those that know they've been compromised and those that haven't yet realized they've been compromised.
I just presume I have been. Is that accurate? Do you think I'm okay on that?
I think that that's a fair assumption. Bottom line, practically every Social Security number in this country has been exposed.
That's what I figure.
Yep. Between all the breaches, and especially the big credit reporting agency breach a while back, you got to assume that. That's why the book focuses real fast on the three M's. How do you minimize your risk of exposure or reduce your attackable surface? How do you effectively monitor so that you know you have a problem as quickly as possible? And then what's your plan to manage the damage?
Adam, we got to run. I appreciate your time. It's available at all the usual outlets. Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. Thank you, sir. Adam Levin, founder of Cyber Scout, author of Swiped. We'll be back momentarily here at WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.